Going to learn Daf Chav Hey Amid Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. So we're going to explain the Mishnah the way Rashi understands it. Maisa Shabo Shnayim Va'amru. There was a story where two Edim came and said to the Beis in Re'inuhu Shachris. We saw the new moon in the morning, Bamizrach, on the eastern side of the sky, the Arvis, and then afterwards in the evening, close to Shkia, we saw it Bimarav in the western side of the sky. Am Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Eide Shekerim. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says these are Eide Sheker, because it can't be that the moon goes so quickly from the morning to the evening, from the east all the way to the west. Kishaboli Yavna Kibla Ram Gamliel. But when they came to Yavna, Ram Gamliel accepted this Eidus. Va'od, and another Maisa happened. But when Shnayim Va'amru, two Eidim came and said, Reinu Bismano, we saw the moon on the night of the 30th, and they were made in front of Bezin, and Bezin was Mekabel the Reidus, Ubeleli Buro, and the next night, which is night 31, where the moon should have been seen by everyone, Lo Nira, no one saw the moon, so the Chor became clear that when the Edom testified that they saw it on the night of 30, they were lying, because on the 31st night it wasn't seen. Vekimel Ram Gamliel, but Ram Gamliel accepted their testimony, because based on his Cheshbon, it made sense that the moon would have been seen on the 30th night, and he was Mekabel the Reidus that they saw. He was Mekabel the Reidus that they saw it that night. Why didn't they see it the next night? Because maybe it was cloudy or something else, or it was foggy or whatever. Am Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanus, Eidei Sheker Hain, that these people are Eidei Sheker. Heich Miidim Alisha Shiyodo Lamacha Kresa Ben Shineha. How could it be that you testify about a woman that she gave birth today, and then the next day you testify that she's pregnant? That's the equivalent of what's going on over here. Amlo Rabbi Shor says Rabbi Dosa Roani Est Varecha. I think you're right. The Chodesh should be a Chodesh Malay. Rosh Chodesh should be on day 31, not on day 30. We see that these Edom aren't saying something that's accurate. So since Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkinas, and he holds that it's not right to be Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30 in this case, Shalach Ram Gamliel, Ram Gamliel sent Rabbi Yeshua, Shliach, Gozarni Alecha Shetavu Atzli B'mal Kolcha B'mal Secha. This is a famous story. Ram Gamliel says, I'm Gozer on you, Rabbi Yeshua, that you should come to me with your walking stick and with your money belt, Biyoma Kippurim Shechalios B'cheshboncha, on the day that you would hold is Yom Kippur based on the Kiddush HaChodesh. Halach Mitzor, Rabbi Akiva, Meitzar, Rabbi Akiva saw that Rabbi Yeshua was very distressed. Amar lo, yesh li limud shekol ma she'aser Ram Gamliel asui. He says, I have a limud from Psukim, that whatever Ram Gamliel paskins, that is the halacha. Shnemar ilim ad Hashem mikrei kodesh shetikru osam. So we darshin, bein bizmanan, bein shelo bizmanan. Whether it's the right time or not the right time, ein li moados ela elu. The only moados that matter, la halacha, are the ones that the Beis Din is kovei. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua, you should listen to Ram Gamliel. And even though you think it's Yom Kippur, it's not really Yom Kippur, because the Yom Kippur is determined not based on the reality of the new moon, it's determined based on what Beis Din says about the new moon. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Dos ben Hurkinas, who had said that they were Eidei Sheker and that they should have been Ma'ar B'Chodesh. Amarlo, Rabbi Dos ben Hurkinas said, "In Ba'anan Ulad Nachar Beizin Shalom Gamliel, if we were to start questioning the Psakim of the Beizin Ram Gamliel, Shrichanan Ulad Nachar Kol Beizin Beizin Shalom Mos Moshe Ve'ad Achshav, we'd have to start questioning the actions of every single Beizin in all of history, in all of Jewish history. Shneimar Vayal Moshe V'Aronad V'Aviyu V'Shim Mizikne Yisrael V'Lomel Lonus Parshu Shmosin Shalos Kenim." Why does the Torah not tell us who the 70 Zekenim are? Ela lelamid, it's to teach us. Shekol shlosh or shlosh shamdu, Beis Din al Yisrael, Hareyu ke Beis Din shel Moshe. That it doesn't make a difference. Whenever you have a Beis Din, they take on the status and the power, the authority of a Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel's word is binding, even if we think he's wrong. So therefore, Natal makalo ma'osa biyado, once Rabbi Yeshua heard this from both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Dosa, he took his walking stick and his money belt, v'halach liyavneit zel Ram Gamliel, and he went to Yavne Ram Gamliel b'yom shechal Yom Kippur m'lios b'cheshbono, on the day that he held his real Yom Kippur. Amr Ram Gamliel and Shakal Rosha, Ram Gamliel got up and kissed him on his head. Amr lo Ram Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, bo b'shalom Rebbe v'talmidi, Rebbe b'chachma v'talmidi shekibalti estavarai, that he welcomes him as both his Rebbe and his Talmud, that he was his Rebbe and that he says Rabbi Yeshua is wiser than him, but he's his Talmud because Rabbi Yeshua was acting like a Talmud in accepting what Ram Gamliel had said. So main point, the Mishnah tells us of machlokas between Ram Gamliel versus Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Dosa. If Edom testify of a new moon on day 30, but day 31 it doesn't appear, Rabbi Gamliel accepts the Eidus, the others do not. And then tells the famous story where Rabbi Gamliel's psak is binding to everyone, even to those who disagree with him. Good, so says Gemara Tanya, we have a braisa. Amalim, Rabbi Gamliel lacham, Rabbi Gamliel said to lacham, the reason I was mekabel the Eidim, who said that they saw the moon, in the old moon in the morning and the new moon in the evening, even though we paskin that in 24, we know that in 24 hours, the moon would not appear. Kach mekublanim beis aviyaba. Pam Shabba Baruka, Pam Shabba B'Ktsari says that's the Kabbalah that I have. Sometimes it takes a longer time for it to come, sometimes it takes a shorter time for it to come. Don't tell me that there has to be a 24-hour time period necessarily where the new moon is, where the moon is not seen at all. Now, it doesn't have to be the case. Am Rabbi Yochum, my time is the Be'er Rabbi. D'chsev, Asi Yireich L'madim, Shemesh Yadam Mevo'o. That's the Pasuk. Shemesh Hu D'yadam Mevo'o. It's the sun that has a very set path in the sky. Yireich L'yadam Mevo'o. But the path of the moon is not as set, and therefore there are no rules governing when it must be seen or must not. Rabbi Chia Chazi L'siara, D'havakai B'tzafra D'esrim V'tisha. Rabbi Chia saw the moon was in the sky on the 29th, in the beginning of the morning of the 29th day of Chodesh Elul. Shakal kala patak bay. So he took a clod of earth and he threw it toward that direction. Amar la'or to be inan l'kedushe bach. He says that night, on the night of the 30th, we're going to have to be mekadesh you, the Chodesh, because it's going to be Yom Tov, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Va'at kai metacha, and you're still standing here? Meaning, he was saying, how could we still have the old moon at this point? We need the moon to go away, because we need to make tonight Rosh Chodesh in order to be marchik Yom Kippur from Shabbos, because that's what we learned a few dapim ago, that we don't want Yom Kippur and Shabbos to come on the heels of each other because of the problems of bodies decaying or whatever else. So Zili Kasi, go and cover yourself up, make sure you don't appear, he says to the moon. Amar Le Rebbe, who is the Nasi, said the Rebbe Chia, Zil Le Eintav, go to a place called Eintav, Vekache Liarcha, and Mimakadesh the Chodesh on the 30th day. He did that so that the people in that city shouldn't say that it's ridiculous, we already saw the old moon on the 29th day, it can't be that it's a new moon already, so he told him to go to somewhere far away. Ushlach Li Simon, and send me a simon to let me know that you're Mekadesh the Chodesh, and the simon should be David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David is a mashal of the moon, and that way it will be a simon that you are Mekadesh the Chodesh. Tanu Rabbanu, we lived in a braisa. Pam achas niskashru shamayim bavim. One time it became very cloudy. The nearest to Musa Vana be'esrim v'tisha l'chodesh, and they saw a moon on the 29th day of El. Kusvurim ha'am lo me Rosh Chodesh, so everyone thought that it was Rosh Chodesh, and that they were seeing the new moon. U'bikshu beisim l'kadshon beisim, wanted to be Mekadish l'chodesh. Armalem rom gomliel kach mekoblanim beis aviyaba, ein chidush shal vana, p'chusim me'esrim v'tisha yom, u'mechza v'shnei shlish shisha v'shiv m'shosh chalakim. I have a Kabbalah from my father's house that the new moon does not appear in less than 29 days and 12 hours and 2/3 of an hour and 73 chalakim. Between one molad halavana and the next, it has to be that amount of time that passes by, so it can't be that the new moon would appear on day 29, because you don't have the requisite amount of time between one molad and the next. V'osa yom mesi imuch shal ben Zaza, that day ben Zaza's mother died, v'spida Rav Gamliel hesped gadol, Rav Gamliel said a big hesped for her, lomim reshuru ilakach, elikadei sheyedam shal kitchu beznes chodesh. Not because she really deserved such a great hesped, but because he wanted to let it be known that this is not Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Hespedim on Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to let it be known this is not Rosh Chodesh, and we could say a proper Hesped. So we'll make that a main point, that there is a minimum amount of time that has to pass between one Molad and the other. When that amount of time did not pass, Rabbi Gamliel made a show of the fact that it was not Rosh Chodesh. I guess the previous point we should highlight as well, which is that the Gemara assumes that there is no set path for the moon. There is no 24-hour minimum time period in between the old moon and the new moon. Okay, now we had said in the Mishnah, Halach Matzor Rabbi Akiva Meitzar, that Rabbi Akiva found that Rabbi Yeshua was upset. Ibailu, Mi Meitzar, Who was upset? Rabbi Akiva Meitzer or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzer? Was it Rabbi Akiva who was upset, or was it Rabbi Yeshua that was upset? So Tashema, we'll bring a raya. D'tanya, halach Rabbi Akiva Matzal Rabbi Yeshua Kshu Meitzer. Rabbi Akiva went and he found that Rabbi Yeshua was upset. Amalos, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Reb Neimata Meitzer, what are you upset about? Amalo Akiva, Ra'ui lo, Sheyipa Lemita, Shnei Masar Chodesh. I deserve to be sick for 12 months. V'al Yigzor Alav Gzerezu. I'd rather be sick for 12 months rather than have this gezeira against me. What's this gezeira? Ram Gamliel's gezeira that he has to be mechalel the day that he thought was Yom Kippur. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Akiva said, Rebbe, Tarshini Lomar Lefanecha Davarach Shlim Adtani. Please permit me to say something that you taught me. Amar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua said, Amar, go ahead. Amar Lo, so Rabbi Akiva said, Hareyu, Amar, the Pasuk says, Atem, 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 Shalosh Pa'amim. It says three times the word Atem in the Parsha of the Moados. Don't we learn from there, Atem, Afilu Shogigin, that when you're Makadish the Chodesh, it works, even if you made a mistake, B'Shogig. Atem, Afilu Mezidin, even if the Bezin made a mistake, B'mezid, they were Makadish the Chodesh purposely on the day that's not the right day. Atem afilu mutin, even if they were mistaken, Edim came and fooled them into being Makadish the wrong day, still that is Rosh Chodesh. B'loshen hazeh amrlo, Akiva nichamtani, nichamtani. So Rabbi Yeshua says, ah, Akiva, you have doubly comforted me, because I was so upset about having to go on the day that I assumed to be Rosh Hashanah, but on the day that I assumed to be Yom Kippur, but you're telling me that the Kiddush HaChodesh is binding whether it was done correctly or not. By the way, to Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, and then the Mishnah went on to tell the story that Rabbi Shur went to visit Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, and what happened there? Tan Rabbanan, Lama lo nisparshu shmosam shel zakenim halalu. Why is it that the Torah never tells us the names of the zakenim in Moshe Rabbeinu's basin? Shelo yomar adam ploni kemoshe v'aron, that a person shouldn't say, what is this guy like Moshe and Aaron? This Dayan like Moshe and Aaron? Ploni kenadav aviyu? Is this Dayan like Nadav aviyu? Ploni keldad ameidad? Is this Dayan even like Eldad ameidad? So it doesn't even mention the names of the Zakenim. So we should learn to trust whoever the Zakenim are, whoever the Zakenim in our generation are, we should learn to trust them. So we're going to have another Brisa that shows that in every generation we have to listen to the Dayanim that we're provided with in that generation. Ve'omer, Ve'yomer Shmuel Alam Hashem Asher Ases Moshe Ve'as Aaron. Ve'omer, Ve'yishlach Hashem Es Yerubal Ve'sbedan Ve'sivtach Ve'shmuel. Yerubal Ze Gidon. Yerubal is really a reference to Gidon. Ve'lomer Nikra Shmuel Yerubal. Why is he called Yerubal? Sha'asa Meriva Im HaBaal. That he destroyed the Mizbeach of the Baal that Klal Yisrael was worshipping. Bedon Zeh Shimshon. Bedon is a reference to Shimshon. V'lama Nikrishmo Bedon. Why is he called Bedon? Da'asi Midon. Because that's the name of the Shevet. He comes from Shevet Dan. Yiftach Kimashma'o. Yiftach, that's actually his name. Let's just try to finish up the parak. V'omer. And the Pasuk says, Moshe V'aron B'chanav Shmuel Bakari Shemo, Shakal Akosav Shlosha Kalei Olam, Kishlosha Chamurei Olam. The Torah, the Pasuk equates three Shoftim who, based on the way the Pesukim describe them, do not seem like the most chashuv of people, with three of the most chashuv of people. Lomar lach, to tell you, you're a Baal Bedoro, Kimosha Bedoro, Bedan Bedoro, Ka'arun Bedoro, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro. Each leader in his generation is like the greatest leader of all time. If someone is a kal shebekalim, he's the lowest of people, but he's appointed as the leader of the community, then he becomes like an av bezin, that's the most chashuv person around. Lest you say that's only true of neviim and malachim, how do I know it's true of every bezin? Va'omer uvas al konam neviim el shofet asher yeh be'yameheim. What kind of chiddush is the pasuk telling me? You should go to the shoftim that are alive in your time. Would I have had a hava amina to go to judges who are not alive in my time? All we have is the shofet that we have in our times. So lest you say that that's only in Sanhedrin, so that's why Vomer, we have another pasuk. Al Tomer Mahaya Shayom Arishonim Ayotov Meila. Don't say since the earlier generations they had Tovim and Tzadikim more than our generations, that's why there were better days. And that's why we could listen to those earlier sages, but not the current ones. No, you only have the Shofet Shebiyamecha. So main point over here, no matter who the Beis Din is, and even if they don't seem to be such great Talmidei Chachamim, the leaders of each and every generation are considered as if they are the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Mishnah concluded, Natal Makolam Osa Biyado, that Rabbi Yeshua took his money, he took his walking stick, and he went to Rabbi Gamliel. Tan Rabban the Braisa elaborates, Kivan Sharo, so when Rabbi Gamliel saw that Rabbi Yeshua listened, Amar Mikiso Neshako al Rosho, he got up from his chair and he kissed him on his head. Amar Lo, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Vitalmidi, Shalom Alecha, my Rabbi and my Talmud. Rabbi Shlomad Tani Torah Barabim, you're my Rabbi because you taught me Torah in public, Vitalmidai, Shani Gozer Alecha Gzeira Vata Makaima Katalmud, that I make a Gzeira and you fulfill that Gzeira as if you're a mere Talmud. Ashrei Ador Shagadolim Nishmaim LeKatanim. Fortunate is such a generation that the Gedolim are going to be listened to by Katanim. Kal v'chomer Katanim LeGedolim. I'm sorry, that the Gedolim listen to the Katanim. Kal v'chomer when the Katanim listen to the Gedolim. So the Gemara says Kal v'chomer that the Katanim have to listen to the Gedolim. Chiyuvahu. Forget about Kal v'chomer. Of course, it has to be so that the Katanim listen to the Gedolim. El mitok shagadolim nishmam l'ktanim, nosin ketanim kal v'chomer b'yatzman. If gedolim listen to people who are even less than them, then people who are lower level people will make that kal v'chomer on their own, that they ought to listen to the gedolim. You can probably understand that in many ways, that both they'll appreciate that they should listen to people who are greater than them, if people are even willing to listen to those who are less than them. And that if these Gedolim are so humble that they're willing to listen to people who are less than them, so for sure these are worthy Gedolim to listen to. So that's the moral of the story with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, that even though Rabbi Yeshua was greater than Rabbi Gamliel, he listened to Rabbi Gamliel and he followed Rabbi Gamliel's instructions. Hadron Alach, Imenon Makirin, Be'ezros Hashem. Next time we'll pick up with the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah.